free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We will give you the features there for free. In fact, the site is free, so enjoy it. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you. You know, the big-name guys. They want to charge you for their websites. We do it for free at freetalklive.com, so enjoy that. Of course, we will take your phone calls about anything. It was last year, during the summer, maybe a little bit after that, the Shire Society was officially formed. And for those that maybe are just tuning in, maybe you weren't listening at that time, the Shire Society is a concept that was come up with by some of the activists here in New Hampshire to create kind of an alternative voluntary society for people to basically secede themselves to declare personal secession from the federal U.S. government or whatever tyrannical government that they might find themselves toiling underneath around the world, and to declare themselves part of a peaceful, voluntary order, the Shire Society. And to this end, a document was created, the Shire Society Declaration, which is a relatively short document. It has a few brief points that are made about individual sovereignty and being free. And the text of that document was, well, borrowed. A lot of it was influenced or inspired by a man named L. Neil Smith. And L. Neil Smith is a science fiction writer. He's relatively popular, well-known from what I understand, at least. Certainly within libertarian circles, he's well-known as one of the more, I guess, conspicuous or visible libertarian types.
Indeed.
In the book world. And
I've read many of his books.
Yeah, didn't Big Head Press publish one of his books as a graphic novel?
I don't remember. Probability Brooch.
So L. Neil Smith kind of, he had his cred as a libertarian author.
BigHeadPress.com.
So he had his cred as a libertarian author, and it was in one of his books in which he created this, I don't even remember what it was called, but it was whatever document it was that inspired the Shire Society Declaration. And so when he found out about the existence of the Shire Society Declaration, he threw a little hissy fit about it and, started tossing around how this was his intellectual property and that, he deserved some sort of compensation or whatever. I mean, I barely remember all the details of it, but it was a big to-do for a while, and we milked it quite a bit for some mileage.
That's free talk live for you.
And so actually it ended up, I think, being a good thing for everybody. It created extra controversy. He got some publicity out of it that he wouldn't have otherwise gotten. I mean, he didn't look that great, in my opinion, because he was, firmly standing by his position that he believes in intellectual property and that
Indeed.
Somehow we couldn't borrow his ideas for this document.
But it's not like we were talking about other libertarian science fiction authors in the same breath. So, it's not like he was still getting the credit of being a libertarian science fiction author in an exclusive way. You understand?
Yeah, I guess he wanted more credit, but he also wanted to, asked for permission first before someone used his ideas, which, by the way, are not original. I mean, he borrowed his ideas from great thinkers that came before him, and they borrowed theirs from great thinkers that came before
him. It's admittedly true, but, I mean, you also have to admit that the verbiage is very similar. These aren't just ideas. This is, the verbiage at the same time. I'm not saying that that makes it right or wrong. I don't know at what point how many articles and conjunctions get replaced before, it's a unique document. Don't know.
So anyway, he kind of backed down, and the Shire Society Declaration still exists.
I think he got tired of screwing with you guys.
It still exists, and all is well as far as the Shire Society is concerned. And, I don't hold a grudge against the guy. I think he's absolutely wrong in his viewpoint on intellectual property, but that doesn't mean that I believe bad things should happen to him. I've got no axe to grind or anything like that, and so that's why I want to make sure I get this news out. Because he has been attacked by the federal government. NCC-1776.org is his website. The Libertarian Enterprise is what it's called. Here's what he wrote just recently. This is just a couple days ago. For the first time in its 16th year of publication, this journal of libertarian views and opinion, bound by an absolute moral resolve never to initiate force against anyone for any reason, nor to advocate or delegate its initiation, has been threatened by agents of the federal government and ordered to remove content from its website. We have done so. When you learn in a general way what that content consisted of, you will be perplexed at first, then angrier and angrier as you see what has been done to what was once a free country, and realize precisely who is most responsible for having done it. Last August, the Libertarian Enterprise ran a piece by our frequent contributor, Jim Davidson, about the hypocrisy of the federal judiciary. Jim Davidson, another person that I do not... I like most of the people in this movement. Jim Davidson is somebody who strikes me as an agitator for violence in general.
Got that impression. I mean, on Facebook,
Go and look up Planetary Jim on the Free Keen Forum, and the first post you find will be him advocating burning bureaucrats' houses down.
Okay, well.
Or about, kind of beating around the bush about burning houses down. And so he was ostracized from the Free Keen Forum. He was not banned from that. But nonetheless, I still don't think he should be threatened in the way that he is here in this case.
I'd like to say before you go on, I don't know whether or not what you say is true. I'll take your word for it. But I really felt that way a few years ago.
Yeah.
I felt when I didn't live in New Hampshire that there was no hope for liberty in my lifetime. No hope for anything that looked like movement towards liberty. And there was no hope for seeing the government even get 1% smaller. No hope. None. Well, and when you have no hope like that, that's when you start feeling like, these situations where you want to enact violence upon people.
But, and
that's what the government does. The government is a giant sucking sound for hope.
Well, and Jim Davidson also claims that he was beaten by the police in the past, so that's going to affect somebody and how they feel about that situation. So I don't blame him for being angry.
I've taken more than one shot from a cop.
Yeah, I've never blamed him for being angry. It's just that, he lashes out at anybody that disagrees with him. But nonetheless, I will come to his defense in this case. Three federal judges had just authorized a practice in which armed government agents could feel free to trespass on a citizen's property without a warrant or probable cause in order to affix a GPS tracker to that citizen's car. Remember, we talked about that on the show. Our columnist's natural and logical response was to deprive these judges of privacy in the same way they were allowing the privacy of the individuals who pay their salaries to be violated.
Makes a certain amount of sense to me.
Using only publicly available sources, he published their names, addresses, and other information. Let me state that again so there can be no mistake. He published their names, addresses, and other such information which he had obtained from purely public sources. This week, 6 months later, we have been notified, first by our domain registrar, GoDaddy.com, then in an email from the U.S. Marshals Service, that we must remove the offending article from the Libertarian Enterprise's website in order to assure the safety of the judges and their families. This, of course, begs the question, why in the hell their information is publicly available if it constitutes a threat to their safety?
I mean, I make sure the phone company keeps my phone number unlisted, just for this very reason.
GoDaddy.com has refused to answer reasonable questions about this affair, such as precisely what terms of service we were in violation of, instead simply repeating the order to remove the material. And we have complied. I used to have a little respect for the U.S. Marshals Service. They had a long, distinguished history, and for some reason they seemed cleaner to me, nobler, better, than the bottom-of-the-barrel scrapings infesting the other federal law enforcement agencies, like the ones, for example, that disgraced themselves at Ruby Ridge and Mount Carmel. I wonder if any of them ever thought, when they were growing up, dreaming little kid dreams of being the good guys and saving folks from the bad guys, that they'd end up merely doing the bidding of corrupt and irrational federal judges, thuggishly intimidating the very folks they once dreamed of saving, helping a new and un-American aristocracy to establish themselves as an elite with rights, like simple privacy, that ordinary individuals are no longer allowed to enjoy. But we have complied. And yet, our compliance is not without its cost. Everyone who reads this will now understand a little better that those who wish to rule their lives, what those who wish to rule their lives are made of. And they will know, as if they didn't know already, that these distinguished, cleaner, nobler keepers of the peace are nothing more than a cruel myth. And that knowledge, enough of it, will be all that it takes to change the course of history. Meanwhile, whom do we hold responsible for this unjustifiable violation of the First Amendment? The Republican administration of Abraham Lincoln was probably not the first, but was by far the worst of its time. Presidents like Woodrow Wilson and Franklin Roosevelt began to see the people as their property and treated them accordingly. The RICO Act was specifically designed to deprive the accused of representation in court. The authorities and their stooges in media work overtime to convince us that anyone who lawyers up is guilty. Agencies like the FBI and CIA are not authorized in the Constitution, and neither Republicans nor Democrats have said a word to stop these practices. And now we have the Department of Homeland Security, which officially regards the average American wage earner, homemaker, student, hunter, sportsman, scholar of the Bible, or the Constitution as an uncaught criminal. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. More about this censorship of judges' names and publicly available address and phone number information in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, you dial in toll free, whatever you want, 800-259-9231, Sickle CAI toll free line, you can take control, 800-259-9231, and you can enjoy our website features for free. Just go to freetalklive.com to do that. One of the features is our webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You'll be able to watch, you'll be able to listen and interact because the chat room is built into the very same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. It's all brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer great prices and service on used networking equipment, such as Cisco routers and switches. In stock, ready to ship, via overnight delivery, it's memorydealers.com.
All right, toll-free number again, 800-259-9231, as we continue here a little bit more and then right to your calls on what's going on with the Libertarian Enterprise, which is L. Neil Smith's website. He was threatened with having his entire website taken down if he did not remove one particular article that actually gave up some information, some sort of, address, phone number information for a few federal judges. I guess that there was an article that was posted regarding what these judges were doing that was very nasty, and so in kind of response, their public information was posted. Information that was available, as I understand it, through going to websites like whitepages.com and just simply looking up a name, knowing which town and what name, and looking it up and posting that information elsewhere. They were threatened. The GoDaddy, their host, was threatened by the federal government, the U.S. Marshals Service, and rather than actually standing up for freedom of speech, GoDaddy apparently crumbled and went ahead and threatened the Libertarian Enterprise on behalf of the U.S. Marshals and basically said, look, you know, we're going to pull down your website unless you pull down this information. So rather than lose the entirety of their website, they decided to go ahead and comply with the order, which I'm sure was, you know, not an easy thing to decide to do. So bringing you just a little bit more about this from L. Neil Smith, the guy who's behind the website, the Libertarian Enterprise, which is ncc-1776.org. He says that now we have the Department of Homeland Security, which officially regards the average American wage earner, homemaker, student, hunter, sportsman, scholar of the Bible or the Constitution as an uncaught criminal. The so-called Transportation Safety Administration, I think it's Transportation Security Administration, shakes down just as many inmates of this nation-sized prison as it can every day. So who is to blame? Those who do the shaking, those who abuse their fellow citizens for no other reason than that they can, or because the sociopaths in power have paid them to do so, and we, the abused, are forced at gunpoint to give them half of everything we earn. And we have complied. From the Libertarian Enterprise. Now, I don't agree, though, with his conclusion. I don't think that it's just that the government people are to blame. I think it's everyone else who's being shaken down. It's those people who are putting up with this that are also to blame by the fact that they have been so obedient and so docile over the years that they've allowed the continued encroachment of the government.
Blaming the victim, you know?
Well, yeah, I'm blaming myself. I'm part of this, Mark. You're part of it. You still pay federal taxes, don't you?
I fill out their forms. Most people
do. Okay, you obediently go through their process that they're demanding that you go through, and most people do. Most people will follow the regulations that are placed, that are demanded of them. They will jump through the hoops. They will pay the taxes. And that's why we're here. So, yeah, to some extent it is blaming the victim for not standing up for them damn selves. And I'm as to blame as anyone else. And I'm trying to stop. I'm doing my best to take baby steps into the realm of non-cooperation and civil disobedience. And I'm expressing these ideas to others and in the hopes of encouraging them to do so. And others here in New Hampshire have come here and they've also done non-cooperation. We're starting to see some success in that area. Even you, Mark, have non-cooperated on a parking ticket recently and took that to court.
I took my stuff to court, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, essentially that's non-cooperation. Even though it's fully legal within the system, it's still not doing what they want you to, which is take the plea bargain and go ahead and pay the fine.
No, they just want you to slip the money in the envelope and stick it in their little Dropbox.
Which is essentially a plea guilty. You're pleading guilty by doing that.
What I don't like about the article is that he claims that, what is it that they take the money by sticking a gun to your head? Is that the claim in the article?
He says, yeah, forced at gunpoint to give half of everything we earn.
Because I think that really confuses people when they hear it. Generally, people are not forced at gunpoint to give taxes when they give them. They go to the gas station.
Not right away.
Right. They go to the gas station. They pump their gas. They pay, 25 to 50 cents a gallon for of taxes in gas. They fill out their IRS forms. They pay their taxes in, send in their property tax forms, all that stuff. They pay their taxes voluntarily because they know that the repercussions are going to be terrible, that the gun will come out down the line. So,
well, is it voluntarily if you know the gun's going to come out? That's under duress.
Well,
unless you actually believe in the system, you believe in the social contract.
Fine. They do it under duress because they know what's going to happen. Some of them do it happily.
Right. Those people are doing it voluntarily because they believe in the, you know, the structure of the system and they fully are fans of the idea of a coercive government. So some people do. You're absolutely right about that. Hopefully, L. Neil won't get upset at us for reading his article on the air.
Some people are very protective over their words that they've put together.
Well, he is a writer.
I would hope that he's not in this case because we're, you know, giving him some publicity about what happened here. And I think that it's absolutely outrageous. As much as I may disagree with some of his ideas and the other author there, as much as I may disagree with his anger, not L. Neil Smith, but Jim Davidson, as much as I may disagree with these gentlemen, I still support their right to say whatever they want to and publish whatever information they want to on their website. They should not be molested by GoDaddy, and shame on them. For doing this to these folks, for being essentially the corporate tool of the federal government in this case.
Just about every hosting service out there is going to do the same thing. They're just going to roll because
it's pathetic.
Well, I'm sorry, man. That's 99.something% of all businesses are going to do the same thing.
And that's why I'm blaming the victim, as you said earlier, because if 10% of businesses were to not be so pathetic, and sometimes you'll see examples of people, like there was some of the telecommunications companies that, I think it was Quest Communications, that refused the federal government's demands to turn over a bunch of records of their, was it their internet or phone calls, whatever it was.
And how are they doing these days?
I don't know. How are they doing?
Not very well.
Really?
You don't hear much about them, I'll tell you that.
I don't know if that doesn't mean they're, just because you don't hear anything doesn't mean they're
not doing
well.
Well, they were an up-and-coming company during the dot-com boom, and you don't hear much about them. They're irrelevant in the industry now.
Well, I don't know. It just depends on where you live. I mean, they don't offer service everywhere. They're, I think, they're not a nationwide telecommunications company. They'll offer long-distance service. I've talked to them, actually, about getting like a private T1 installed. So I know they exist, and they got great prices on that. So
are they still defiant in that way? Or
I don't
caved?
Know. I mean, how can I keep up to date on what's going on with every company and their interactions with the federal government?
Right.
But my point being that if it weren't 99%, if it were just 90% of people that were complying or businesses that were complying with the federal government, then that would give us 10% of some really awesome businesses that we could support with our dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I understand why they do it, because they're scared, because the federal government does have guns and they are willing to put people in cages. But it's not just their fault. It's not just the fault of the federal government. They exist in the form that they exist because people will go along to get along, and they'll put up with this crap. Your thoughts are welcome. 800-259-9231. You can take control of your airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Oh, totasac.us. You can go to totasac.us to learn more about the Totasac. I'm telling you, it is one of the handiest tools I've ever used. Brings your groceries back in from the car, helps you bring them back in. For me, it's one trip. It's a brilliant little handle, and they are very affordable. Also doubles as a self-defense device. Good stuff. Totasac.us, TOTASAK.us. I've got some. I think we've all got them, actually. You can have a two-pack for free if you call in right now at 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. That's our contest line. Two-pack of the Totasac could be yours. Dial in now, 603-435-1105. It's Free Talk Live.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Speaking, by the way, of our website, there's a bunch of stuff on there, including the news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for free. You can follow it via email. You can do Facebook, Twitter, any of those, totally free, news.freetalklive.com. And we're talking a moment ago about the obedience of the American people being a major factor as to why things are how they are, as to why the federal government and local and state governments continue to become more and more aggressive and more intrusive and oppressive and expensive and all of those things. Why that happens is because people put up with it. And they've been slowly creeping and, you know, kind of the frog in hot water.
People have been lulled to sleep by all this, and everyone thinks that these people that call themselves government are legitimate and that they're out for our best interests. But
I don't know if everyone thinks that.
Well, not everyone.
But even if they don't think it, they're still obeying.
Well, they still are obeying. You're right.
Right.
But what's happening now in recent years is the corruption is getting so far over the top that I think a lot of people are waking up and starting to ask a lot of questions and consider maybe not obeying.
That's the first step, is to ask questions. The second step is to learn about the ideas of liberty. And the third step is to put them into effect. And in order to put those ideas into effect, it may require that you disobey. It may require that you non-cooperate in order to put your foot down and say, no more. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to obey you. I'm not going to jump through your stupid hoops. So if you want to get together with other people who might be thinking the same way, you want to come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's happening this June, the 20th through the 26th, and Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. There are going to be all kinds of reasons to show up to this, but the number one reason is to get together with hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. At the last Porkfest, there were over 800 attendees throughout the entire week, and mostly on the weekend. But this time, it's expanded to a six-day event, actually a full week-long event, the 20th through the 26th. It's going to be at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. You should go to porkfest.com to learn more. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. Early bird registration is available for as little as $25, but even less if you use our special discount code, which is Free Talk Live. Now, that's the code is all one word, so take out the spaces and just put in Free Talk Live as your discount code. You'll save 20% on early bird registration or T-shirts or flags, whatever it is you might want to get up front there. Porkfest.com. Looking forward to seeing you there. All kinds of great stuff going on there. Family fun, games, meetings, social activities, speeches. I mean, it's an incredible time. And I heard there's going to be a dunk tank this year.
Yeah, I'm going to be in the dunk tank, as is Chris Lawless.
I'm going to be in the dunk tank. That's going to be fun.
Are you? Yeah,
totally.
I cannot wait to throw some stuff and dunk you in the water. I will just spend all kinds of money to dunk you in the water. And Curtis, Curtis, the organizer of the
That's right, Sovereign Curtis.
Yep, Porcupine Freedom Festival. He is going to be in the dunk tank, too. So after all the spam I've gotten about Porkfest, I cannot wait to dunk him, too.
The best part is when they're still dry and you get them.
Yep. That's true. But nonetheless, it is. That's going to be a fun time. That's just one of the many fun things that are being planned.
Yeah, there's a water park. There's horseshoes. There's family fun events that are sponsored by Kate and Alec. It'll be great.
Cook-off, I think. I mean, just all kinds of stuff. Go to porkfest.com.
Cook-off?
P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. So 800-259-9231 is the number here. Let's continue. Take your phone calls about what you want. David, listening in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Hi guys.
Hey,
y'all mentioned earlier about having respect for police.
I think Wayne said something about that.
Yeah. Why should I have respect for the police?
You show respect to another human being, which might happen to be a police officer. And in doing so, it opens their mind a little bit that you're not some common criminal, and being disrespectful to anybody, even if they're a guy walking down the street, is not going to help you establish good relations with that person.
That's true, but these people, as was mentioned about, y'all talk about police fairly often on Free Talk Live, and there was a mention about the young child that got took away. So they do that. They take children away for stick drawings, and they get to lie their asses off. Lie their asses off. And if we lie to them, you're gonna get charged with something. That's a crime. That's a crime.
Well,
so this is what I'm supposed to respect.
Some of them enforce bad laws. There's no question about that.
I'm glad you brought this up, David, because I meant to say something to Wayne when he brought that up, and I kind of just let it slide. And I think it's good that you brought it up, because I agree with you both. I think that Wayne is right that as a human being, they should be respected as a fellow human being with emotions and, the needs and wants.
And fears.
Right. And on the other hand, what they do as a job does not deserve respect. There are some things as part of their job that are respectable, like when they actually, apprehend a real violent criminal. But for the most part, their jobs are, aggressing against peaceful people, and that does not deserve any respect whatsoever. But that doesn't mean that you should be rude towards those people, because as I mentioned earlier, catching flies with honey, much better, than being angry and vitriolic towards somebody. I used to be that angry person, and I'm glad I'm not anymore, because I can have conversations with these guys, and having those conversations about the ideas of liberty, can crack through some of the foundations that they built to essentially build their statism upon.
People become indoctrinated, especially if they're doing a job, because they're trained by people who might not be looking at liberty the way we are, and they probably don't think twice about what they do because all the other coworkers are doing it too, and they think it's the right thing. And sometimes when someone's doing something that's wrong, you have to call their attention to it because they don't realize that they're doing wrong.
Well, yeah. I was just going to say, the only thing I was thinking where I would, I personally don't have much respect, because I've seen things like people getting their head kneeled on and stuff like that. And so I guess I won't be disrespectful because, it's impractical. It's not smart. You're not going to.
Sure.
You do yourself right by being disrespectful, but I don't know. I guess I'll just be fairly quiet.
Thanks, David. If you don't have something nice to say, you don't say anything
exactly.
at all, right? And, that's what
right.
my mom taught me, and she was right about that one.
Sullen and quiet disrespect is, mm-hmm. is better than loud and verbose disrespect.
But I have family members who are retired police officers. I have a friend and client of mine down in Connecticut whose son is now a police officer, and I just saw him last week, and we have some nice conversations on that, and he's actually very libertarian oriented, and,
yeah.
and he tries to do the right thing. He won't tase people. He won't even take a taser out.
How are you going to get them to come to the ideas of liberty if you don't treat them like a human being and be respectful toward them, even if at the same time you can let them know that, hey, I don't appreciate what you're doing as your job, but I do appreciate that you're a human being and that you think you're doing the right thing. I think that there's a middle ground where you can still have communication with these people, but yet make it known that you don't agree with them.
Exactly, and they're coming in contact with the public and disproportionately, because they're coming in contact with a lot more scumbags and dregs than we are on a daily basis. So what happens is over time, especially if you work in a big city, is that you view the world as 90% or more scumbag.
It absolutely happens to people who work in law enforcement. I'm not saying
jaded.
Every one of them, but it's easy to feel that way when you do that job. And they're not going to, no one is going to take the advice and the direction from a person that they don't feel cares about them, sees the world the same way they do.
Yeah.
You know, that's human nature. And, I'm sorry, it's very difficult to change.
Well, you know, Michelle Seven, our Monday night co-host on the program, she was talking with, the police chief out in a town nearby her here in New Hampshire, and has been having, a respectful conversation with the guy, and she's going to set up a breakfast date where she's invited me, apparently, to come along, and we're going to go out and have breakfast with this guy. And Sam and I used to go and have breakfast with the police chief here in town in Keene, and those things wouldn't happen if I was angry and vitriolic towards these people. Wouldn't be able to have those conversations at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like we're going to break down that wall in the first meeting, but at least have the opportunity to communicate with them, and that helps, right?
Yeah.
So 800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight is Ian.
And Wayne. Edmark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. You can support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal, also Visa and MasterCard accepted right there on the site. You become an amplifier, and we'll take $3 a month from you and reinvest it into this program, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more Internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up and get your perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, AMP-only podcast. Go get the details, get signed up, amp.freetalklive.com, and please accept my thanks for doing so, because it's a big help to us, big time. So, let's continue with your phone calls. Captain Ed is on the line in Florida. Captain Ed, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello?
Hello, Captain
Ed.
Yeah, it's Captain Ned, man.
Okay. Captain Ned, my apologies. Where are you calling from?
Hey,
Florida?
No problem, man. I'm on the west coast of Florida. But anyway, man, I like this whole New Hampshire thing, the don't tread on me thing you guys
Excellent.
Got going.
Are you in Sarasota?
No, north of there, man.
Okay, gotcha. Go ahead with your
But thoughts. Anyway, I'd like to talk about this Detective Lockwood who declared himself a sovereign citizen.
Yeah, that was a guy down in Sarasota, our hometown.
Yeah, and real quick, I mean, you guys were talking about, you know, rabbit holes and all that made-up realm. Mm-hmm. But if you go to Article 1 of the Constitution, basically the third paragraph of the Constitution, it talks about citizens of several states. That's where he's going with this, okay? Mm-hmm. A U.S. citizen is basically somebody who's in a stadium coming from some foreign country. They're a U.S. citizen. A citizen of several states is a natural-born citizen of the U.S.
Well, there is no such thing as a citizen, which is why the sovereign citizen movement
is... Absolutely. If you read, a U.S. citizen is subject...
There's no such thing. Let me explain this to you, because it's a commonly misunderstood concept, and for good reason, because the governments want you to believe that there is such a thing. There's no evidence to me that I've ever seen that there is anything such as a citizen. If you go and simply look up the definition, it'll tell you that a citizen is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. So the idea is that I, as a citizen, supposedly would give up my certain rights in order to be protected by this organization calling itself the government. However, and that sounds all well and good if that's something that you want to get involved in, and a lot of people would, but until you actually find out that the government's own courts have ruled again and again, the Supreme Court has ruled over and over that the government has no obligation to protect you and has no obligation to do anything whatsoever for you. So therefore, well, since there is no obligation to protect, there can be no duty of allegiance. Therefore, there could be no citizen. So I'm sorry,
well,
but the,
okay,
the concept is non-existent.
Okay, but what you guys were talking about was uppercase United States of America and lowercase, non-capitalized. If you look, there's a 1947 U.S. Supreme Court decision which addressed the two separate Americas. And all you got to do is look that up.
You know what? I've looked into this stuff, and I think I was explaining this the other night. For those that don't know, there's this conspiracy out there about...
Well, that's a Supreme Court decision. I believe
fine.
That...
It's fine. It's still a conspiracy.
I believe it's 1947. No, it's not. All you got to do is look it up.
Fine. Look it up all you want. I've looked at this stuff before, and a lot of it sounds very true and very persuasive. But I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what it says.
Well, what do you mean it doesn't matter? They said there's two separate United States of America.
So how have you applied that in your life, sir? How have you applied that information in your life?
No, I'm stating just facts.
Well, then it doesn't matter.
My life.
Go ahead and try telling that to a man in a robe in a courtroom and see what he says to you.
I'm just saying, this whole District of Columbia thing, that's what that's all about.
Right. The idea that this will have any effect on stopping the... Because usually these ideas are presented in this kind of format.
Well, I mean, I'm stating the fact.
That's fine.
It doesn't matter what the law is.
Supreme Court decision.
That's your interpretation of...
Well, why would it be my interpretation if that's a U.S. Supreme Court decision?
Back then, though, with the present Supreme Court...
Back then? Come on now. Back then, that's pretty entertaining. I mean, counselor, come on. Back then, it's a U.S. Supreme Court decision.
Well, there have been lots of Supreme Court decisions.
Yeah, there have been a lot of Supreme Court decisions since then.
The problem is today's courts are not going to address that. It's not a rabbit hole, my friend. It's far from a rabbit hole.
Yes,
well,
it is.
It's a rabbit hole if it doesn't work, right? Like,
why don't you guys look it up? I wish I had.
No,
I've
already done it, dude.
Right,
I'm telling you.
I've
spent hours on this.
He's done it.
Not only have I looked it up, but I've attempted to apply the ideas.
Right.
It does not work.
See, if it's written down by the U.S. Supreme Court, that's one thing. If it doesn't work, that's another thing, right?
Well, I don't understand that reasoning.
Well, it's not reasoning. It's just inconsistency.
Ed, try this.
It's like the Obama administration say, well, all this U.S. Constitution thing is, it's all, we don't need that anymore. I beg to differ.
It wasn't the Obama administration that threw out the Constitution. It's been gone a long time, Ned.
It's gone for some of you, maybe, but not for the rest of us.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ed,
fantasy.
Act like a sovereign individual. Go out to your car. Take the license plate off of it and drive around and declare your sovereignty.
Well, yeah, that may have to be a test case. I'm just saying it's.
If it's all true, Ed, put it to the test.
No, Ned.
I'm sorry. Put it to use.
You guys are entertaining. You got a lot of good stuff going for you, but look up the facts.
Dude, can you understand?
I have looked it up.
I have spent hours looking at this conspiracy theory that the capital letters mean things. They don't mean crap.
No, sir. Do you know the difference between a U.S. citizen who's somebody at a stadium coming from Somalia or whatever... And
yes.
A citizen of the several states. Do you
it doesn't
know the
matter
difference?
Because the courts are bought and paid for.
It doesn't matter.
They don't recognize. They laugh you out of court.
I'll let
the viewers view it, and I'll stand back and listen for the comment. But you guys are doing a good job, and keep it
Thank
up.
You.
Ned, thanks for the call tonight. You know, this is so typical from the purveyors of this particular viewpoint. Oh, yeah, look, all this information. Here, go to this website. Read all this stuff. Oh, I haven't done it. You haven't tried it. If you believe it's a fact and you believe it'll make a difference, then prove it. Get your court videos that show you owning a judge with this information and show them kicking your case right out of court and give me some wins. Give me some success stories.
Right.
Give me some proof.
You know,
that's nonsense.
I've heard of people having successes with it.
And sometimes the courts, actually the court will seal the case so that other people can't see it. But the point is that most of the courts now are so taken over that by the powers that be, so to speak, that they're not honoring the real law.
You can't even talk about the Constitution in some courts.
Exactly.
They'll end your case right there. They'll shut you up. Try to bring up the Constitution.
That's how far down the road we've become because of our complacency.
That's right.
Yeah. Because at one time, sometimes in court cases, this stuff would leak out, and then the judges would do the right thing and actually follow the Constitution. But we're so far down the road now that none of this stuff even matters. That's ancient history.
Yeah, it's all very interesting. Let me tell you. I mean, as you're researching, you're like, wow, you know, there's something to all this. It kind of makes sense. The lawyers created this code, legalese, and they made it so it's very difficult to understand.
Well, look at this. The fully informed jury is a good example of it, but that's coming back. But there's a lot of things that are buried, a lot of aspects of our law and our freedom and our rights that have been buried, and that's probably one of them, but it's just not, it hasn't, there's not enough momentum behind getting it in front of the court and getting a decision on it. The fully informed jury thing seems to be a better, more promising.
Right. You look what they're doing to the people in Orlando who tried to hand out the fully informed jury information. They've been threatened with felony charges for doing that.
Yeah, and that's a documented right.
Right, so you go ahead, whip out your Constitution and wave it in the face of the police officers as they're hauling your ass off to jail.
Yeah.
It's not going to stop anything. As Lysander Spooner put it, the Constitution, I think it was No Treason where he wrote this, and I'm paraphrasing, but the Constitution has either authorized the tyranny that we're facing or has been powerless to prevent it. And he wrote that in the late 1800s. Imagine what he would think today. He wrote that when he was pissed because the government people were shutting down his competitive mail service to the post office.
Yeah, the Constitution is no place to fall back to if you're looking for liberty. If that were the case, then they wouldn't have written it into it, giving the Supreme Court appellate jurisdiction. Appellate jurisdiction means the Supreme Court decides what is true and what is false, what is constitutional, what is unconstitutional in any law that's passed on the national level.
Yeah.
And that means that they decide what's constitutional. The people that work for the government decide what's constitutional, not you and I. So if the Constitution, if we read it, and it says we have the freedom of speech, or the right to bear arms, and then they decide, well, yes, you have the right to bear arms, except that we have to attenuate those rights. There's some attenuations. And they've allowed 20,000 gun laws that make it so that you know they infringe your right to bear arms. I mean, how can you say that there shall be no law, and then they've got 20,000 of them?
The whole system is a scam. The justice system, the whole thing, it's a scam from top to bottom. It's nothing more than a cover for institutionalized violence against peaceful people. That's all it is. And all of their rules and their legalese and everything, none of it matters. They're going to do what they want for the most part, and they're going to get away with it until people finally say they've had enough and are willing to stop just bowing down and kissing the boot. And we're starting to see that happen in New Hampshire.
Around the world, too.
Hour 3 is next.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.